Hi everyone, it's Derek from the Eye Ready podcast here, and this is my reaction to the fantastic 2-0 victory over Celtic today in the Premiership. An absolutely outstanding performance. Really, we never got out of second gear, to be honest. Celtic were absolutely woeful. They had a couple of chances in the game and that's about it. They offered nothing today, and I just wonder what excuses they're going to use this time for a comprehensive defeat, because really, we know what the narrative has been all leading up to this game about, oh, a depleted squad, etc., etc., but they still had a team more than capable of doing a job today, and they failed miserably once again. We now have got the measure against Celtic. I think that's been proven over the last season and a bit now. They're running scared of us, and I think the narrative that they'll try to create throughout this, and they got their lackeys to do in the media, fully backs up my point there. As I said, we never got out of second gear today because we never really had to. If we wanted to move up a couple of gears, we certainly could have. And even looking at our bench today, it was solid. What a bench that was. Bassey, Hadji, Jack, Defoe, and Aribo, Jones and Balogun. That's almost a frightening bench to come up against. And the players on the field, they'd done the job before it even had to get to bringing on subs. But first half itself was fairly decent from us. We were the better of the two teams on the whole. We had a lot of possession. We had a lot of clever one-touch play. We're doing little up front with it, though. That was maybe the only criticism of the team. Celtic seemed to gain more confidence in the last 5-10 minutes of the half. They had more possession. That coincided with us becoming a bit more sloppy, having a number of poor passes. Also coincided with Morelos becoming a wee bit more wound up. He was having niggly fouls. He had a wee slap on the back of the head of Brown. I'm sure that'll be the excuse that they used, that he should have been off. Well, there was a couple of clear pushes by Celtic players in the game, and only one of them got booked towards the end of the game. But arguably, I think Morelos had a decent, you know, maybe first 35 minutes. He was dropping very deep. He was roaming the front line from left to right. And perhaps the dropping deep part was maybe the feature of us maybe not getting an outlet up front sometimes. And that's been a criticism. I remember Kenny Miller doing that. But certainly he was having some good play up until it started to get a wee bit tetchy for him. Other than the goal, we offered really not much up front. Celtic had two dangerous crosses. However, it was snuffed out by our defence rather easily, to be honest. A number of players were playing very well. However, Barker looked a bit of a yard off the pace. The goal itself in the first half came in the 9th minute from Goldson. It was a long free kick up into the box by Tavernier on the right. Goldson loses his marker in the middle of the box and a glancing header into the back of net. It's almost become trademark, but an outstanding header, especially to lose your marker that way as well. So in the second half, expecting more of the same. Celtic maybe came a wee bit more out their shell, and I think that was obviously a feature of having to go for the game. Obviously, they were trailing a goal down into the first half. Again, we never really offered too much up front, but we did score the goal on the 53rd minute with Goldson again getting the second of the game. It was a corner not dealt with, some lovely passing in and around the box, the cross in on the deck, deflected into the path of our player. The ball ends up getting past to Goldson, who had a shot from fairly close range. A good block by Duffy, but it falls right back to Goldson, who pokes it through Duffy, who was still on the deck there, and he was trying to get up. But just instinctive, I mean, for a centre-back to score, to get that follow-up there, that's instinctive poacher's goal, that. So, you know, that's something that Morelos has not been firing on all cylinders this year, absolutely, but we're still getting goals from all over the park. And, you know, two goals for your centre-back today, and they weren't just, you know, cheap tap-ins, they were well-worked goals from Goldson as well, so outstanding. Made a substitution on the 61st minute, Barker on, Jack off. Just before that, though, he had some lovely determined play just before we scored our second goal. He took the ball on, he played a lovely pass into Kent, and Kent ended up winning us a corner, which we ultimately got the goal from. Celtic's probably best chance of the game came on the 80th minute. They had brought on Griffiths by this point, where there was they drove the ball forward through the middle. There was a lovely ball and a dummy by their attacker. Griffiths gets the ball in the box, rounds McGregor, who was alert and had already came out to it. Griffiths taking the ball too far, round the keeper, tried to have a shot, and McGregor managed to gather it anyway after the chance. But it was clear that, you know, they still posed a danger. They were pushing up, caused a few spaces at the back for us, obviously. But, you know, with 10 minutes to go, two goals up, anything can happen, quite obviously. So, but Morelos came off just after he got booked. He had a lot of niggly fouls. As I said, he was a bit more anonymous in the second half, but yeah, they're coming together with Duffy, where I think he really just, you know, stood his ground, and Duffy tripped over his feet and Duffy pushed him. So if Celtic fans are going to start claiming, like, you know, Chris Sutton did already on Twitter, that Morelos should have been sent off for the wee playful slap to the back of the head of Brown, then certainly Duffy should have been sent off for this. So, but both of them got booked for that. Etlin came on for Morelos. Arfield came off on the 89th minute for Aribo, and we rounded the game out. It was an extremely professional performance. It was very measured. It wasn't a spectacular performance in terms of any flashpoints. It was a very strange atmosphere. But in terms of our play, we were outstanding. We defended when we needed to defend. Celtic were powder puff up front, and that was probably because we were so good in defence and the midfield were containing everything, really, before Celtic got any too far forward. It's quite scary to think that wasn't us getting out of second gear either. So we've got to take a lot of heart out of that. That's us now 4 points ahead of Celtic. They've obviously got a game in hand, but based on their displays of late, then there's no guarantee that they're going to get the 3 points from that. We keep rolling on. It's another clean sheet, another fantastic performance, if not anything flashy, but we were outstanding today because we'd done the job we set out to do. You can't ask for much more than scoring 2 goals away from home against your biggest rivals and conceding none, and got a heap of lot of praise for the team today. Man of the match, I think there is only one person that can be really given to is Goldson, scoring 2 goals as a centre back, 2 good goals as well, and defensively he was solid. You've seen it several times where he could have done trying to do the fancy thing and take the ball on, but no, he was just get the ball, booted up the park, clear the ball. That was his number one job when he had to do it. And there was some tricky, you know, occasions. There was one towards the end of the game as well where a cross came in. He had to get a header away. It was an awkward header to get. If there was a Celtic player there, he was under pressure, but, you know, he dealt with it extremely calmly, and the players were fantastic today on the whole. So it leaves us into the next game. No rest as ever, and we are away to Standard Liège in our Europa League game one. So another kettle of fish altogether. It's the start of another, hopefully, what's going to be a good campaign. We'll just need to see how it goes. I'm sure that if we play the way we know we can do, then we'll get through it fine. So Dave and I will be trying to do a podcast this week. I know that we were meant to do one 2 Fridays ago, but even in the midst of a pandemic, Dave, as you know, any regular listeners, still manages to find a holiday somewhere. So hopefully this week we'll be out with a pod. I'll be back with a post-match after the Liège game. So have a good rest of your weekend. Certainly I know I will. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.